Welcome, Dorinda. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's get right into it. How in the world did you come up with the idea for Charlie?
Well, I wanted to write in paranormal, and I love everything paranormal, but there's so much out there. And so I wanted to be different. I wanted to get, you know, editors and agents' attention. So I thought of all the paranormal, like supernatural beings out there, and decided, well, there's not a lot on the Grim Reaper, so I'll go with the Grim Reaper.
I have to ask, is your fondness for paranormal topics related to your residential proximity to Roswell?
No, that could be. I never thought of it, but yeah, we like our aliens.
Okay. Who are your inspirations from the private eye genre and from the paranormal genre?
From the paranormal, I would have to say that there are so many. Of course, I love Stephen King and J.R. Ward and all kinds of writers. And I also love anything by Joss Whedon, who did Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's my hero. And as far as the private investigator world, I really liked Magnum P.I.
Okay.
It was a big influence.
Okay. Is that because you thought he was hot?
That's a big part of it.
Okay.
No, I like crime dramas. I like, you know, the whodunits and trying to figure it out. And I love mysteries. And so I just wanted to combine those two worlds.
All right. So this is book one of three. What's next for Charlie? I'm supposing the romance with the son of Satan will continue.
Yes, it continues. It gets... there are a lot of twists, of course, and of course they never have a super duper happily ever after, but their relationship is just going to continue going.
Okay, but readers, I don't know how it could get any hotter than book one, let me tell you.
Yeah, I like to keep up the sexual tension, and part of that is having them, you know, where they almost get together, but then something interrupts them, you know, and so that keeps that tension really tight throughout the series, hopefully the entire series.
I think our listeners would like to know about your publishing experience. What did it take to actually get the first book published?
I've been writing seriously for several years, and I would enter a few contests here and there, and mostly for, you know, which age it is judging or which editor is the final judge. And I joined Romance Writers of America, an amazing organization. I love them. And they have, every year they have this huge contest. It's like the Academy Awards of romance writing. It's the Golden Heart for unpublished and the Rita is for published. And I entered every year for like 6 years. I entered the Golden Heart. And I really thought, okay, this year I have a chance. This year I have a chance. And I would never final. I mean, it's huge. There are thousands of entries. And so I entered. Part of the requirement for that is your manuscript must be finished. And so I entered First Grave on the Right really for the sole purpose of forcing myself to finish the manuscript. And I never in a million years thought it would final. And it finaled. I couldn't believe it. You could have blown me over with a soft wind. And so that's what got the ball rolling. It got, you know, just finaling in the Golden Heart gets you a lot of attention. And so I polished it up. I spent 2 months polishing and finishing it up. And I sent it out to agents. And within a week, I had 8 offers of representation after being rejected for years, you know. So that was interesting. And then I won the Golden Heart. And that got a lot of attention. And my agent sent it out. And a week later, we had... several offers, so it sold really fast. It was great.
What advice do you have for listeners who know that they have a great book inside them?
Just sit down and write it. You know, a lot of people, there's so many people who want to write a book, and it's not as hard as you think. And one of the things, well, okay, it's not easy, but one of the things that really clicked in my mind was somebody said, if you wrote a page a day, you would have a book at the end of the year. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so true. And one page a day is nothing, you know? So that really helped solidify how because it just seemed like such a mountain. Like, I just couldn't write an entire manuscript. That seems so hard. But you can. You can. You know, one page a day, a few words a day, and you will eventually have a manuscript.
Well, are you planning another series with a different set of characters after you get through the two other books?
I'm hoping. I just turned in third grade, so the first three in this series are done. But this will hopefully be a continuing series, so it'll keep going. Also, I've sold a young adult series to St. Martin's Press, the same publisher. And it also has a Grim Reaper, but in a very different way. So this very different characters, very different situation. And, of course, young adult set in high school, small town. And so it should be fun. And I see where that will go as well. The first one in that one is called Grim Sight. And it will be out in 2012, April 2012.
Now, when is the second Grave on the... What's the title of the second book in the Charlie series?
It's Second Grave on the Left, and it will be out in August.
Ah, okay. And I don't know, Charlie is not very grim for a Grim Reaper. I mean, how did you come up with that idea for the Grim Reaper when she's such a nice person?
Well, I wanted... You know, I have to be honest. I love Janet Vonovich's Stephanie Plum series. And I kind of wanted this Stephanie Plum-like character who just attracts trouble like a magnet in a paranormal setting. And so that's kind of part of how I came up with her. And I also took legend and lore and kind of tweaked it a little bit. But a lot of people believe that the Grim Reaper kills their victims and then, you know, they cross or whatever. And actually, in most cultures, the Grim Reaper simply helps the person cross over, you know, or they ferry the boat across the river or whatever. And so that's kind of what I went with, that she just basically helps souls cross to the other side. And, yeah, she didn't kill anybody because we didn't want a serial killer, so...
Well, I have to say, I enjoyed listening to this title. It was a lot of fun. A good mix of suspense and hot. So thank you so much, Dorinda.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.